The Los Hermanos podcast is brought to you by Cafe Rica and Los Hermanos Entertainment.
Let's get everybody hyped for this morning cup with Nick. Chad's getting two Mug Club mugs.
Holla.
Those have been selling like hotcakes, but
those things are sweet.
Yeah, they are sweet. Are you ready, Nick?
Yep. Yes, I am.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Morning Cup. Live with Tristan and Nick.
Holla, holla.
We are coming at you with, this week, one of the country, if not the world's most popular roaster in the country, world, whatever you want to call it, Stumptown Coffee Roasters. We're trying out their Costa Rican Montes de Oro. Montes del Oro. So, a little bit about Stumptown. They are located in, actually, they're located in like a lot of different places. They have multiple locations nationwide. I think it's LA, New York. That's where this one was roasted.
Okay.
I want to say San Francisco. Portland.
Okay.
I had it up and then it went away. But like I said, they're one of the industry leaders in coffee. They started in 1999. So they've been around for what? That's 22 years? 22 years doing this thing. Doing it really, really good at a high level. That's the impressive part.
That's what people say about me.
That's what they don't say about Nick. I'm just kidding. No, they do. So coffee is about pleasure. It's that moment when your hand is warmed up by that mug.
Mm.
You raise it to your nose, inhale deeply, and then take a sip. That sip is then accumulation of years of work, 3,000 miles journey and passion just to make the perfect sip. That's deep.
Put that in a book and read it, Tristan.
Oh, yeah. So they believe that roasting should be transparent. They believe that it's their responsibility to honor the hard work already invested in the coffee by roasting it to showcase the distinct qualities. And if you want to roast good coffee and roast coffee every day, roast coffees for year to year. Roast coffee in a way that shows off not only the coffee that you're roasting, but the skills that you have honed over your career. So they, honestly, I thought I was reading a poem first. But yeah, so they, like I said, they're one of the industry leaders in the third wave where they pushed caring for where it comes from, how it's made, who's getting paid properly, all of the good things that it comes with the third wave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's admirable. Yeah. That's something to totally be behind. So
they definitely direct source, as it says on here, direct trade. So they're working directly with the farmers. They are going out there, and they're cutting out the middleman. They're making sure that the farmers, who are the people that get exploited the most in coffee industries, they're making sure that they are getting their fair share of this coffee, because this coffee. In general, but like specialty coffee is so good. And when people are, cutting out the profits for the people that are really making the hard work, it's just not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of metaphors I think you could spin that for, but I mean, I don't know. So it'd be like simple is as simple does, like make sure you're just doing right by the people.
Right. And so they're getting to know the producers. It's part of their whole approach. They're building these long-term relationships. In 2019, 91% of all the coffee that Stumptown purchases were relationships where they source coffee for three or more consecutive years. 91% of their coffee came from relationships that had been cultivated for at least 3 years. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's really cool. Because that means that it's more than business in a sense. Like there's a relationship cultivated there.
They're not here to just make another buck.
Right.
They're here to really, really, really take care of people.
Yeah.
All right. So they get coffee from all sorts of places around the world: Africa, Asia Pacific, Latin America. And Latin America is where they source a lot of theirs, which is, I would probably say, normal. Huge, huge coffee producing area.
Yeah.
So they got,
and it's good.
Yeah. They're sourcing, you know, Bourbons, Villalobos, Ethiopian heirlooms, some geisha. It says, what is it related to? Nothing. It's its own orbit. I want to get some geisha.
Yeah. Well, next week? The next morning cup? No. We're not going to put a parameter on that.
This is kind of part of a three-part series of Sumptown. So we got Passport Trio from all around the world. We got an Indonesian, Ethiopian, and this Costa Rican. So.
Yeah.
All right. So.
So this looks like it's about done.
Yes. That's what I was about to say. It's looking done. One last thing. It says on the back of the package, we're Stumptown, and it's good to meet you. You're committed to sourcing, roasting, and brewing fresh coffee of the highest quality. For us, quality goes beyond the content of our cup and is linked to the love and respect we show to our producing partners, our customers, the planet, and each other. Thank you for having coffee with us. Thank you, Stumptown. Go ahead and check them out at stumptowncoffee.com. All right. We're getting into the sniffs.
The sniffs.
The sniffs. Mm.
Okay.
I'm getting
okay.
I'm getting like a minty honey cocoa out of this bag.
I'll trade you.
All right, we're trading. Go ahead and put that down.
That's, I don't want to be hot.
Yeah, I don't want to grab the hot glass. Ooh.
Yep.
Earthy to me.
One more time.
Ooh. Earthy, little cocoa.
Yeah, I get chocolate out of this. Minty honey. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Are you put it in my subconscious and then I forgot about it? Or we're just on the same page? I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with the latter, not the former.
No,
this smells really good. It smells really good.
The dry sniffs, I think, definitely smell better than the wet. Let me see your cup.
There. Side note, I don't know if that's a real term, a wet sniff.
Wet sniffs?
Yeah, because, you know, cutting up one of these a while back was the first time I heard it, and I just don't like that terminology.
Better get used to it, Nick.
I just don't like the idea of a wet sniff.
We do a lot
sniff.
Of wet sniffs around here.
Yeah.
Let me get one more wet sniff. This, you know, I can tell this is probably going to be just solid cup of coffee. It does say honey and lime on the front. I was not getting any smells of lime or citrus, so we will see what's in store for us.
Yep.
Oh.
No,
yeah.
Did you already get your first sip in?
I did. You were on your phone. I was enjoying the moment.
Oh, that's fun. All right. So, aromatics. Let's give us a rating.
Oh. Okay. Well, to be fair, when me and Jack did the action.
You guys did it backwards. It's okay.
We did backwards. You know.
So, what are you feeling on the aromatics?
Rating? I'm going to give it.
Rating, yes.
I'm going to give it 7.
We do not give 7s around here.
Yeah, it's 2 middle ground. I thought it was the 6 was the middle ground.
Nah, 7. We don't give 7s on air. Make you make those tough decisions.
Make me make those tough decisions. Well, if it's the tough decision, it's a 6.
It's a 6?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say it's 6 because it's good. No, don't get me wrong. It smells really good. But not like it didn't like, I wasn't like ready to dive into it. Which I feel like there's coffees that I've smelled where I'm like, yeah, I want this right now.
I'm going to go ahead and agree. It's a 6 out of 10, so that averages up to 6. And I'm going to get my first sip. All right.
Tell me what you're tasting.
I'm tasting. I don't know. You tell me what you're tasting.
So, yeah. My first sip, the reason I went, ooh, is because I get the lime there. Like, I do get the lime hints when I'm tasting it.
Yeah.
Like, right at the top. And then it gets very rich. Or not, like, rich, but, like, it's very earthy. I get more of the cocoa at the end, back half.
Yeah. I get a strong cocoa. You know, I'm actually kind of underwhelmed. Oh, I got a late taste there. That was a little limey. Yeah, I don't know. What was the ratio you did this at?
This is 40 grams of coffee and 560 grams of water. Or ounces.
Sorry. All right, go ahead and give a rating.
I went first last time.
Yeah, I'm the producer of the show, so go ahead.
All right, well. I feel like I'm a 6 again.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10. It's not... Okay, so here's... after we talked... After you and Jack did the show.
Yeah, which...
Me and Jack talked about it. 5 is not like... 5's not bad on this scale.
No.
So, like, if we're doing 7 is a specialty coffee, standard 7.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
8 is
exceptional.
Very good specialty coffee. Like, what you're going to drink, and you're like, wow, this is yeah. Specialty coffee. 9, 10, exactly. So, yeah. 6 is going to be more like towards an everyday drinker that yeah, is just like, okay.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good, but...
5 is still good. 5 is still good. It's just more like an everyday drinker. It's not going to wow you. It's not going to go crazy.
Yeah.
And so anywhere below that, we're getting more towards, like, not good coffee. I get a kind of a raisiny aftertaste.
You guys and your raisins. It does. I mean, yeah. A bit of a berry-esque... finish, but like very like dried, very like, muted. Yeah.
So, once again,
no. Yeah,
this is a good cup of coffee. Like, I don't want to get it confused that when they're saying it's like a 6 or 5 that we're just like, this is garbage. No, this is like, this is a super solid cup of coffee.
Yeah. Like, I would buy. I would get this in a pour over.
Like, my drinkability on this, it would be high because it tastes so good.
Well, I guess before we go drinkability, I gotta know. What you paid for it then?
I paid $36 for all 3 of them. So
$12.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not how much it cost. Anyway, so yeah, so we got a 5 and a 6 that gives us a 5.5 out of 10. Once again, solid. It's an everyday drinker. I can drink this every day. I for sure. If we're gonna move into drinkability, like, it's a Costa Rican, it's solid.
Yeah,
I can do this every day.
Yeah, I think
the amount of money that it costs to get this.
But what is it? So is this 12 ounces?
No, that's a bag. So for a 12 ounce bag of this, it is. Oh, it's from the San Jose province. That's pretty cool.
Sorry.
Yeah. This was a cool part about this. Stumptown became Monte d'Oro, their first customer. Tart green grape with a lingering toffee sweetness. You know, that actually, I think, describes it better than honey and lime.
Yeah, I don't know what that does describe it better than honey and lime. That's what's on this bag. If we would zoom in, whoop, it's on the bag.
This is a wash, so it's going to have a much cleaner. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this coffee is, it's solid. There's no wow factor to me.
It does what it needs to do.
It does, exactly. It does what it needs to do. I would be, like, if I woke up in the morning, had a pot of this, like, this is a morning blend, as Jack said last episode. This is exactly what you look for in a morning coffee.
Yeah.
Nothing that's going to punch you in the face. Nothing that's going to surprise you. Nothing that's going to be like, oh, man, it's sweet and tart. Like, yeah. I just want to.
Well, I've just been, like, on this kick of, like, simple things. Like, I'm like, yeah. Like, okay, like, I'm a simple man. Or, like, yeah, this is, like, just keeping it simple. And this is, like, that falls in the realm. It's good. Like, yeah. It's good, but it's just simple.
It's just simple. So, you know, if we're thinking of five as the middle of the road, like, that's your consistent standard, yeah. That's exactly what it's going to hit. It's going to hit that mark.
Yeah.
So, on to drinkability.
Drinkability.
So it's $21 for 12 ounces. And I respect, I understand why these places are pricing their stuff a little higher.
Well, we were just talking about it. Right. This is direct. So.
It's direct. They're helping out. They're making sure everybody gets a fair share. So yeah. That is.
Howdy, howdy, George.
That is important. And this is what things cost. So.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, that's fine. You know, like the price. That price point, but would I say to anyone like, oh, that's not like you, it's not right for you not to drink it for $21. Well, no, I mean,
it's hard for me to want to buy a standard cup of coffee for $21 a pound, or actually less than a pound, 12 ounces.
Right.
So, it drinkability.
With that being the factor, I'll be this. I'll do it. For me personally, $21. I rated it a 6 on drinkability. Like we're saying, it's simple for $21. That's gonna make drinkability a 4.
A 4
for me. For me, drinkability goes way down for that.
See, but like I could drink this every day though. Like,
but
that. So me and Josh have actually talked about this. How this drinkability scale is like a weird.
I think this is the most subjective scale.
It absolutely. It
because it totally, like, if I was balling out, like if I was like, yeah, big bucks, then $21, then the, like, drinkability would go up.
You take price out of this, I can drink this all the time.
But I think that's important.
It is important
to distinguish when we're doing these reviews.
Yeah. It's not a bad cup of coffee. It's a good cup of coffee.
No, it's a good. It's a good cup of coffee.
Yeah. So. It's hard for me to give it an 8 because it is $21. I don't
an 8?
Yeah.
I'm not
giving it an 8. I'm going through the process of my rating.
Okay.
So giving it an 8, I don't know if I could. Just because it's expensive for a good cup of coffee, but it's just a cup of coffee that's going to be solid. 6 is too low. For me, I would put it at a 7 if I could. So I got to make this tough decision.
Rewind 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, no. I'm like I said, I'm still going through the process of what's going through my head. How am I going to rate this? So, if you're giving it a 4, now this is kind of cheating because I did this before with Jack. I'm kind of going around the rules. So if you gave it a 4, let me do some quick math. You gave it a 4 out of 10.
I feel like. Just be honest.
Divide her by 20.
Don't do the math.
I'm giving it an 8 just to give it a 6 out of 10 where I want it to be. Because I don't think it's a 4. I don't think it's 4.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I'm going to stick to the 4.
I'm going to give it a 6. We'll go with, so it's a 5 out of 10.
Okay. And that's, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you give it what you want. Don't like let me like make you feel like, don't let me pressure you into giving it a hard scale, or
I'm gonna go back to 8.
Okay,
8 out of 10. Lori says no. I don't know why. What did I do, Lori? I'm sorry. So yeah, I'm just gonna give it an 8.
Okay, which puts that at a 6.
At a 6, yeah.
Okay, and that's fair.
It is fair. I would say 6 is fair.
Yeah.
Because it's really the $21 mark. It's
hard.
It's hard.
That's a hard part.
But
I also get it because, yeah, you know, doing coffee the way that they do it, which is a very good way to do it.
That's another reason why I had a hard time. I was like,
yeah,
like, do I really like?
But so that's
for the culture.
This is the subjective part because if the flavor, like if like say this flavor just really got me, like it was just like hitting me, all the notes were just hitting me just right, then $21 for me wouldn't be bad. But because I'm sure there's somebody out there who like this is like they're like, yo, if you're gonna buy any cup of coffee from Stumptown, get the Montez de Oro. Yeah. I'm sure there's people out there. So then, if that was me, the $21, then it would just be a completely different scale. But because to me, this is more of like a daily driver.
Yeah.
That's like the kicker of the drinkability part.
Yeah. It is a daily driver for sure. What did you give on what sniffs? Was it a six? We did the same.
Yeah. Okay. It was six.
Okay.
Mine was actually a dry sniff. Just let the court know.
Let the court know. Okay. So
wet sniffs.
Averaging it out, we get a 6 out of 10. You know, I would probably, ordinary is not an 8. You're right, Laura. You're right. I was playing math games because I didn't agree with the 4.
Lori's on my side. Thanks, Lori.
Lori is on your side. But I think it landed where we wanted it to.
Yeah, that's a
6 out of 10. I will give this a 6 out of 10 confidently.
Yeah,
and like we said, 5 is if it's your everyday drinker. You're getting into that better cup of coffee, your house roast. That's what I'm thinking when I hear a 5.
Mm.
6 is a better a more, you know, unique, flavorful house roast.
Yeah.
7, we're getting into specialty coffees.
Anything 7 and above, I feel like, is almost small batch or like special reserve.
Yes. So like that's what that we're getting into the lower tier of that.
Yeah.
8, 9, 10. That 10, that's like
rare
air. Yes. Rare air. You're up there.
What was it? It was the Urg, right?
Natty Urg did get a 10 on something. 10. A couple things. I think it was SNES. Josh. Or no, it was Taste. I don't know. But it was close. That and the...
Not to bring up another coffee. Sorry.
No, but that and the Madcap Gateway were like phenomenal coffees. Like, okay. Wow. Everything about it was just great. Okay. So that the drinkability really fluctuates scale.
Yeah. But like, yeah, that's... Yeah.
Because, like you said, it's subjective. It's whatever. But so 6 out of 10, that's what we're giving this. I believe that is a perfect score for this.
Yeah.
7 would probably be a little bit better, but
I think honestly, I think if we were if
it's we couldn't give it an 8 on a lot of things.
Yeah, we couldn't give it an 8 on a lot of things, and I think if it got a 7, it would like that'd be padded. Like I think that would be because we wanted to
scales. Yeah,
yeah, we wanted to give it a better score, so.
Honest opinions averaged out
6.
I skewed it a little bit, but that's because
the people didn't need to know that.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
Yeah. So I would recommend this. If someone said, would you recommend this coffee? Yes.
Right. I mean, like if you gave, like you could give that as a gift.
Yes. This is definitely a gift coffee that people are maybe looking to venture off into the specialty small batch realm. I think
now,
this would get you.
Now I want to find a coffee that I'd give to my enemy. Like, I just want to find an absolute one of a coffee.
I got some. I'll talk to you after the show.
I want an absolute one of a coffee, and then I just want to talk it up and just give it to somebody and be like, you'll love this.
No, okay.
Like, make this for house guests. Important ones.
But I will say, if we had a bonus round, because I think we took that out because it was messing with stuff. If we had a bonus round, I would give my 5 points to Stumptown for the packaging, what they stand for, their everything. Them as a company, I think, is extremely important to realize is the right way to operate. Mm. And everybody should strive to be something like them. Not necessarily exactly like them, but consciously thinking about the whole process. So that's what I would give if we had a bonus round again. We took that out. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I agree with that. And I was going to say I really, the packaging, like it just feels like clean. I don't know. There's like something, like I don't, for me, there's like this very like rustic and like authentic feel to certain things. Like where if like I reached into my backpack to like grab this out, I feel like I'm glad that it's this bag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels good. Like, it feels like a cowboy.
Yeah.
You feel like a cowboy with this bag in your hand.
And I'll say this. Like I said, I got the Passport Trio is what they call it, for like $36 or probably 6 ounces each or 8 ounces each.
Which, knowing the price point for a 12-ounce bag of that.
Right. Super good.
That's great.
Super good.
I would say check that out. Definitely.
I would definitely check that out.
What we should do is after we've reviewed the other two, come back, do all three again, and review like that package.
Oh, okay.
That, because that'd be interesting. I think that'd be like a cool concept.
Like rate them.
Yeah, rate all three, then average. Sorry, I'm kind of like spitball. I guess this would be post show, but
yeah. So there it is, 6 out of 10.
Stumptown Montes de Oro.
Check it out for yourself. Prove us wrong if you think so. As always, if you have suggestions, go ahead and drop them in the little comments below.
Like, share, comment, subscribe.
Yep. Follow us on the Los Hermanos podcast, or just look up Cafe Rica on your favorite podcast platform, and you'll see us. Give us a rating, 5 stars and above. I believe that's the max.
Oh, what's the closing quote, man?
What's the closing quote? You know, this is what it is. I think I talked about this last time, actually. So I'm going to have to, you know what? I'm just going to do it again. Once you know that the limit can be broken, there is nothing stopping you. You can keep going. Whatever you want to accomplish, once you realize that there is no limit, you will exceed what you thought was the limit. So it's kind of jumbled up, but like I said, I think I said that last time I was on, but it's honestly probably the quote of 2021 for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah, so also be on the lookout for some cool, awesome offerings at Cafe Rica starting Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep. And we are working on some things that are soon to come to the light. It's top secret. Only a few people know, but they're going to be awesome. I'm super excited. Nick has seen it. I'm sure he's super excited.
Oh, yeah.
So that is all I got. You got anything else, Nick?
Yeah. Go out there and be a light in the community.
Boom. I love it. And we'll see everybody.